ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Lacey Gray.
Yes.
And I didn't hear him at all.
Oh, I didn't yes. either.
And I'm your host.
I saw the green.
And I'm your host. That's fine. It didn't come through to me. You know what? Like, I know there is a lot of benefits to doing this remotely, and there are parts of it that I like, but I can't wait to get back into the studio and actually, like, see you fuckers.
After the, but that reminds me, after the show, I have to extend information to you.
Oh, boy. I love information.
Yes.
And so do our fans. Anyway.
It's not for them.
Well, no, right, but the information.
It's for some of them, but it's not for everybody.
Well, no, I'm not saying that information. The information we have ready for them right now, which That's is awesome.
We have some of that.
We hoard the news here.
Yeah. We don't like giving out the news. There's so little of it. We have to hold it tightly.
We're news Bobby Kotick. We're taking away all of yours, but then we get more.
We're holding 200 million stories from you.
I'm going to pull this rope that does a thing.
All right. Disney Plus. We're going to start off with that. And also, just so you guys know, we are going to be talking about Falcon and the Winter Soldier in a very spoiler-free way, just kind of our first impressions. I'll do that later because Ace still hasn't seen it, so it'll mostly be me and Dalton, which, boy, what a flip that is.
Man, WandaVision got me, guys. It got me.
It's not because I am not interested or was rewatching something for the millionth time. I was sick and did not have the mental ability to focus on it like I would, like it needs to be, like it deserves to be.
I'm not making fun of you for being sick, but I love it. Even the shortcoming of you not watching it, you were still like Shade to Dalton.
Yes, because you because the reasons you don't watch things are stupid.
I know. I agree. It was just funny because for the one time that I'm ahead of the game, it's just like, but also screw Dalton.
I've learned from the masters of Tyler Breeze, Xavier Woods, and Kofi Kingston. Even when you win, I'm not letting you win. I'm gonna make winning bad for you.
It's just not even fun anymore. Yeah. I don't even like winning.
All right, so Disney Plus.
Yes,
they are adding some Star Wars stuff. Did you guys see this?
I did. Yeah, somebody was telling me.
I actually did not.
All right, so they're adding some classic Star Wars stuff. We're getting the animated Ewok trilogy, which I swear to you, I thought was a fever dream until I was in my early 20s.
Nah, that's real, baby.
I remember watching it when I was a kid, like real young, and I could not find it anywhere. I was like, okay, did I imagine like all of this happening? And yeah, it was in my early 20s, and I finally found like a clip on YouTube of it, but I still couldn't find all of the movies anywhere. Yeah, they're adding the animated Ewok trilogy from the 80s. They're also adding the Clone Wars shorts that precedes the Clone Wars TV show. Uh-huh. And they're adding, from the holiday special, the story of the faithful Wookiee.
Jesus.
So,
not the whole holiday special. They're not putting the whole thing on there.
Well, we can't.
Just one story.
They can't be liable for the number of aneurysms that would pop if they put the whole thing. So they have to, it's like when you're cooking with eggs and you have to add them to a hot thing. You have to temper the eggs. You just add them a little bit at a time so they don't cook. That's what they're doing to our brains. It's just a little bit of the holiday special at once. So we don't just
get the whole thing.
That was a random thing we tried doing a couple years whenever I entered the fold of, we would try to watch that holiday special on YouTube. And it wasn't because we couldn't find one. We found it every time. Mm-hmm. It's just, we couldn't get past the 30 or the first 25 minutes of just Wookiee talk.
So
that was bad. importantly, the reason they're adding this one, and I think that this might still be the only one they're adding, is because this is the first appearance of Boba Fett.
Huh.
Which, like,
Boba Fett debuted in the story of the faithful Wookiee.
Yeah. Which, like,
in the holiday special,
only proves that he's that lame.
Yeah,
that's how he was introduced.
God, I hate that. That was the same point I was gonna make.
Broken clock twice.
Hey,
twice
look,
a day.
The Mandalorian made Boba unlame.
I still haven't finished the second
season. I haven't even started season two.
It makes Sasha Banks awesome. That's it. Well, let me correct that.
I guess season two Mandalorian spoiler.
Makes Sasha Banks more awesome. So I'm going to be completely honest with you, Jesse. When I read this note that said Disney Plus to add the animated Ewok trilogy, I read that wrong. I read to add animated Ewok trilogy. And I was like, oh, that's a fun little thing that they can produce. Like, maybe it'll be targeted more towards kids. Maybe it'll, you know, there's a lot of possibility. That could be fun. I had no idea this was an existing thing from the 80s. At all. I have never heard of this. I knew about the holiday special, obviously. Yep. But
not one, not two, but three Ewok animated films came out in the 80s.
Were these all straight to DVD? Or, well, yes. I guess straight to VHS for that time?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. But, neat.
Well, actually, technically, I think they would have been straight to TV, because VHS wasn't even a huge thing until the late 80s, and I think these released in 85.
Could be.
So, I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, either way, it's an existing thing that's old, and it's gonna come out, and I thought it was going to be, like, a new... Oh, hey, they're doing a Disney Plus exclusive series of movies or something like that. But nope, this is just...
You think George Lucas is getting pissed off that they're, like, digging all this up?
All I can think of is just Yip Cha from Community, where she's the ASL.
Mm-hmm.
Season 5.
Okay. All right, so, yeah, and that's actually... the other little bit we have here. Netflix and Keanu Reeves are going to produce a film and anime for the now very popular... I think the first issue is on its fourth printing. Berserker, Keanu Reeves comic.
I cannot tell you how mad I am that...
You don't have a first printing?
Yes, that I didn't realize this was coming out. I knew it was a thing that was happening, and it just...
Yeah, because it's something we definitely talked about on the show when it happened, and I was like, Ace will be very excited about
and
this.
And I probably was. If you go back and find that episode, I'm sure I was stoked about it. And now I'm... and now I'll never see it, because I'll never see a first printing. And I am broken that way. But also worth noting, because I don't know if I put it on there, this is also going to star Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, he will be the voice of... Because it's both of them are going to be animated.
Live action. The movie is going to be live action.
See, I thought I saw both were going to be animated. Just one is going to be anime.
It is. Let's pull this from IGN. Netflix has acquired the rights to the series just weeks after the March 3rd release of Berserker Number 1. The live action movie will be released first, though no release timetable has been revealed. The anime series will follow later and expand on characters and story elements introduced in the movie.
Huh.
And then Reeves will also lend his voice to the anime.
Gotcha.
So Ace,
does his character in the comic book have a beard?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I found out that's very necessary for the age-proof Keanu.
Yes.
Because I don't know if you guys saw. I know I sent it to Asa. The picture of Keanu from I think it was Bill and Ted 3, where it looked like it's like why does Keanu look like he's about to take 25 points from Gryffindor? I lost my shit a little on that. That was really funny.
The beard is pretty solid.
Is necessary.
Asa, I'm sending you a link to a first printing.
Don't do that.
It's only $15.
Oh no, no, thank you.
I'm trying to help. I'm being a good brother.
I would prefer to support a local comic book store than an eBay listing.
Fair enough.
But if they can't get it for you, they can't get it for you, man.
I mean, that's fine, and I can do without.
Oh, that's also because, fair. All right.
Because here's the thing. The irresponsible spend monster is going to need to take a step back. Very soon.
That's true.
He's going to go...
You just went full spin king recently.
He's going to go real hard for about 2 weeks now, and then it's going to have to be a hard cutoff. We're going to have to drop that guillotine on the spend monster.
Yeah, no, I've been in the same boat. I've got my tax returns back, I got my stimulus back, and I've got all this other stuff, and now I'm just like, can't spend it.
Nope,
we have to move it.
We have to move it away.
There's something very important that's got to pay for. All right, Shelby's even worse. Her tax return was so much bigger than mine. But anyway, and the last, yeah, the so the last thing in this portion of the show, we're going to go ahead and talk about Falcon and Winter Soldier, I guess just me and Dalton. And really, there's not a whole lot to say. Like, even if I wanted to spoil it, there's not a lot to say.
We could tell you, yeah, we could tell you what happened, but it's not going to really tell you what's going on.
Yeah, like, there's a couple of character appearances that are kind of interesting that would be basically the only spoiler. But, yeah, they're, like, so far, I'm digging it. The action sequences, it's kind of like WandaVision, what I said about that. It doesn't really, nothing about this makes you think that this is a TV show and not just part of the MCU. Mm-hmm. Like, the action sequences are incredible. You start off the show, I think it's like the first 10 minutes is an action flight sequence with Sam. And it's all incredible.
It's amazing. It's
so good.
It's everything I wanted and more. Because I get 8 more episodes of it. Oh, it was so fun. And then it got really serious. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be some stuff that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, there's going to be quite a bit of social commentary coming in here. Which makes sense because you have a black man is going to be, you know, in taking over that mantle of Captain America. Which obviously for the title of the show, you know, is not what's going on right off the bat.
Oh man, I'm so pumped for what this show is going to do, because it gave us just enough. Because at the end of every one of these episodes, I'm going to say the same thing after I said, or the same thing I said after every episode of WandaVision, which was, fucking seriously? That's where we're ending it right now? I gotta wait 7 more days because now I'm watching it right away? I was mad. I was mad, Jesse. I was really mad.
Me and Shelby both are the same, because it really gives you that feeling of like you're watching a film and you're sitting there like, and you get to that because it's like 48 minutes or something like that for the first episode. So you get there, like you get to that 48 minute mark and it cuts off and you're like, wait, but
no,
that was
so
the,
I will say this was the one, it was the most telegraphed that I knew I was at the end of the episode, because Anthony Mackie had the same look on his face that I had on mine, because I could tell it was getting long, and I was like, it's ending, and he was disappointed, and I was disappointed, and it was a whole thing.
It's the opposite of, because, so none of, just if anyone's wondering, we're not going to talk about the Snyderverse, or they're not going to talk about the Snyder Cut, because none of us had seen it yet. I was planning on watching it this weekend, so I rewatched Batman v Superman Ultimate Edition. And it's the opposite of that, it sounds like, because I paused it at some point to go to the bathroom, and I was like, oh, there is more than an hour and 10 minutes left. I have been watching this movie for 4 days, and there's still an hour and 10 minutes
yeah.
left.
Which, like, it's not
when
like...
When is this thing gonna end?
It was a lot more different than WandaVision, where, like, WandaVision was just that opening episode was that opening sitcom.
Well, and it's an entirely different kind of show. Like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
This seems to be like more of an action spy thriller versus
yeah.
A
so we
psychological,
got
like sci-fi mystery. Like, what in the world's going on here?
So we got a lot more story, actual story of what's really going on in this episode one compared to what we got during WandaVision, which mm-hmm. is totally fine. They're doing yeah. some really cool things. They're doing like one thing that I'm not a big fan of, because it's just like I. And it was one of those things I had to watch, like, a theory video to be like, oh, that's why they made that choice. Because I'm dumb. But, like, they're doing a lot of things with both characters that I'm like, I am interested. I'm excited about it. There's enough new characters that make it kind of funny. And I'm really excited to see what episode 2 brings us.
They yeah, now clearly
there's a lot
because
I'm excited about episode 2.
You guys seem to be excited for it, enjoyed it. So I'm assuming that they finally corrected the mistake and now we've revealed Mephisto, right?
No, but I see him coming, man, a mile away. that plane, Mephisto.
The right wing, actually. It's the right. It's Falcon's right wing is actually
that is
Mephisto.
No. No, Mephisto is Red Wing this whole time.
Red Wing! Oh, that's even better. That's even better.
also, what up, Caleb? No, Shannon doesn't do Nerd Up. So it's me, Asa Dalton.
But watch
Nerd
Falcon
enough
and...
for you.
But watch you Falcon what? And Winter Soldier. It's so baller.
Oh, no, and, I'm going to. I will probably... Like, more than likely...
I was saying that to Caleb. I know you will.
Oh, sorry. Yes, also, yeah. Do that.
I also don't think... I think you can probably survive waiting until Friday. Because I don't think there's anything major that's going to be a huge spoiler that's going to... Like, I wouldn't say you need to watch it before Friday. Just watch those first two episodes back to back.
That's actually kind of what I was planning on doing, because I'm not going to have time Wednesday because of PWU. Tomorrow, I'm going over to help my mom with some stuff, so I don't know how long that's going to take. Thursday, I might be able to, but that is a day I'm also planning on getting some stuff together, so it's...
I'm just saying, I don't think there's enough in this episode, even if it gets spoiled for you, which, Jesse, there's really nothing to spoil. Like, we could say everything, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so there's no huge, like, critical
character
plot point
or anything, So I think you would be good just, like, if you could just kind of steer away from it and not, like, if you think you're reading something into it, just back out. But, I think you could probably hold off until Friday and then get a good hour and 10 minutes of content. That's going to be fun.
Seemingly every frame of this episode has not been turned into a meme. Unlike WandaVision.
That's helped,
You could piece together the memes and get the whole episode.
I think that this will be a lot less entertaining of a show. For some,
I don't
people.
Think it'll be less entertaining.
It'll be different.
I think
it's just gonna be different.
Yeah. We're not gonna have the mystery of, you know, that's not that kind of.
There's not gonna be an Agatha Wink meme. I don't think that we're gonna get a single moment like that in this show.
No,
which I'm fine with. I'm perfectly fine with that. This show hits for me because it's two of my favorite characters. Well, it's Falcon, and then a character that I'm okay with, but it's like my favorite character. So. Winter Soldier's fine. It's Falcon.
He flies around
with big giant red wings. He's fucking awesome. Like,
I just love that you went from it's two of my favorite character. Okay, well, it's of my favorite character, and then
I'm cool with. He's fine.
Another sidekick, because Dalton, for whatever reason, has the soft spot for sidekicks,
and it's the coolest sidekick. Shut up, Asa.
You know that Batman Robin meme where he just slaps crap out of Robin?
I'm the Robin every time.
Coming for you.
Yeah, it's really good though. Like, yeah, and I don't think you're gonna find many spoilers. Like I said, everything is in the first episode. They basically throw out like 8 different plot hooks. This felt like the start to a D&D game where the DM's just like, all right, you could go any one of these 5 places.
Have
and
fun.
It's very clearly, they very clearly just drop them out. Like, these are the things that we're going to be talking about. And you're just like, all right, I would like to investigate those further. Wait till next week.
Too bad.
Sucker. Birds.
You'll find out.
And Dalton, there is one thing that's, like, the most minor of spoilers that I do want to mention, like, after the show, because I'm curious about your opinion on it. But other than that, there's not really any spoilery anything to talk about.
Yeah, because like I said, like, there's nothing huge that's going to be a major plot point yet, because we're not getting...
No.
Yeah, it's weird how they're doing it. I love it. I am going to watch every episode of this show and be super excited for it.
Absolutely.
Because the first 10 minutes alone is worth that $10 a month subscription, because it's Falcon, and he's doing cool stuff.
And it wasn't the only awesome action sequence in that episode.
It wasn't. It was the best one by a lot, but it was... there, and it was all of it, and I didn't pay $20 to go see it in a movie theater, and I have surround sound, so my butt was rumbling during it, and it was cool, and oh my god, watch this show. I love it. Everything I thought this show was gonna be, it was like, oh no, I called it right down the middle. There's gonna be the social commentary I didn't see.
You kept talking about buddy cop comedy, and that's not what we've got.
All right, we ain't got
that
yet.
That's not what we're going to get.
It's going to get there. We saw it in the trailers. It's getting there, Jesse. I'm just saying, I'm calling it down the line. I think I got it right down. I'm calling my shot. It was pretty obvious. But I'm here for it. It's busted Batman to me. It's going to do no wrong.
All right, Asa, what were you about to say?
I don't even remember. It blanked something about so it's not even $10 a month. It's $7 a month. But did anyone else get the email that Disney Plus is raising their price?
Yep, it's going up by $1.
Going up $1, so now it's going to be 8 instead of 7, which again, not a huge deal, especially because I think I am about to just cancel Netflix outright.
Oh, snap. Because
they just keep raising it, and they don't add anything to, like, really justify that price, especially now that I've got Peacock, for WWE Network and
I'm telling you, December 31st last year I canceled Netflix just so on January 1st I could get Peacock. So I haven't had Netflix for 3 months.
Audra's got her Netflix, so I can cancel mine and just use hers, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, at that point, like, yeah, if one of the two of you have Netflix, then, yeah, why, no need to have two subscriptions.
Yeah, because I have Peacock, and then Sadie has Hulu. She does the Hulu-Disney Plus bundle. So that's how, I think that's how we do it. I got rid of AT&T TV, because that was just getting $45 a month, and they keep taking things away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's not how that works.
All right, this next portion of our show is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. You can find them online at villainousgrounds.com. They're selling all of their back stock at this point. I think they've got just about everything up there, including a lot of trade covers. So make sure you hit them up. Their prices cannot be beat because they almost, with a very, very, very few exceptions, they sell everything at cover price.
Yep.
And that I can't. Those of you out there in the know on the comic book scene know how rare that is to find in a comic book shop. So definitely hit them up. They're wonderful, wonderful people. And if you're anywhere nearby, stop in there for some coffee, because it's pretty great. All right, Marvel is going to launch a new ongoing Predator title in June from Ed Brisson and Kev Walker. So I originally would have zero interest in a Predator ongoing. Like, I love the movie, the first one.
Tanner still hasn't
seen
it.
And I haven't liked to... He is not, which still blows my mind.
It's a classic.
It really is. Like, pretty much every other movie with Predator in is bad to mediocre. But that first Predator movie is great. So I really wouldn't care about a Predator ongoing, except this creative team. Ed Brisson is amazing. Asa, he's the one that brought us Immortal Hulk.
Oh my.
Yeah. So I'm just... Because like that whole premise, like... I was not interested at all in it, you know, with the Immortal Hulk. And then I start reading it, and Ed Brisson just, you know, knocked it out the park.
So, do we know, is this a Predator series that's like a Predator movie in the sense that, oh, they've kidnapped a group of warriors to hunt for sport, or is it going to focus on, because, like, it turns out the Predator culture and lore is, like, super incredibly deep, and there's a lot to explore there, because just following, like, NECA Toys, they have a ton of the different Predator types and waves, and it's like, oh, this is the Assassin Predator, this is the Drone Predator, like, stuff like that. So, do we have any details on that at all, or is it just we have the creative team and it's gonna feature Predator?
That's about all I'm aware of, yeah.
Okay. Which is cool. Like, it's neat. I was never a huge Predator person in general. Like, that just... Like, Alien and Predator, like, that... Those movies never really clicked with me. I did enjoy the one, I think it was Adrian Brody. The where it was just called Predators. And it had Eric Foreman. It had Topher Grace in it.
I'm trying to remember Predators did that one come out in like the early 2010s, or is that the one that was more recent?
I may be thinking of two different Predator movies.
What because is the... like the most recent Predator movie I didn't see.
Okay, Predators was 2010, and that is the one with Topher Grace. I enjoyed that one.
I did see that one, and then you had The Predator in 2018 that I still haven't seen.
I have not seen that one either. So
I have only seen.
I thought
Predator.
The only thing Predator relevant that I am aware of is that he was just recently added to Fortnite as a skin you could buy.
Yeah, because I'm guessing because of Marvel going, you know, big on him, probably talking about doing that.
Alien was the first one.
They had the Xenomorph, they had Terminator, they had Sarah Connor, they had Ripley from Alien. They had
so they're just doing...
Ken and Ryu, they did a huge, just like, this last season that they did, it had the Mandalorian... Master Chief and Kratos both.
Yeah, like, I've heard about like the massive crossover stuff that they've done in Fortnite.
The last season was nuts. The big bummer, though, because like the Marvel season they did the season before that had a ton of really awesome Marvel skins as part of the Battle Pass. And as long as you earn your way up, you can get these awesome skins. Like, I have a Doctor Doom skin that's super good. It's the white one that's super cool because I earned it in the game.
The God Doom?
The Kratos and Master Chief and Xenomorph and Predator, all of these other ones, they were not in the Battle Pass. You had to drop like $20 to $25 each to get their skins and their, like, pickaxe equivalents and the glider and whatever other accessories that they come with. And it was
good
just like,
God.
Man, that's and some, granted, some of them were like, if you drop $20, you get Ken and Chun-Li. Or you get Sarah Connor and the Terminator. Yeah. And so it's a little bit better. But man, it's like, I would much rather just buy the battle pass. And I don't care if I get a dude whose head is a stack of pancakes and his name is Mancake. That's stupid. I don't care about that. Put Kratos at level 100. I'm going to buy the battle pass and I'm going to get to level 100.
I love Mancake. That's the one I use on PS5. He's awesome.
I knew it would be. All right. DC to increase the price of Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman Red and Blue to $6.
So cool. You ain't doing so good, huh, DC?
Yeah. And they're not, because they upped it to $5 a while back, then they increased it to 40 pages. So, like, yeah, so we're going to increase it by a dollar, but we're also going to give you, you know, it's going to be a 40-page book. And they're like, all right, so yeah, it's a 40-page book, but 8 of that is a back-ish. It's not really, you know, part of that book. It's an extra, you get an extra little mini comic. That's cool, right? Is that worth the extra dollar?
Absolutely not.
And now they're giving you, like, now it's just going to be an extra dollar, and they're like, well, you guys didn't really care how we did it last time, so we're just going to do it.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, so...
Which, granted, I'm so far behind on comics, and I've cut back so far on what I'm actually buying and collecting. Same. So,
especially, like, with our weekly... our bi-weekly trips up to Perryville gone at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I've dropped down to I'm only pulling 3 books. And one of them is Batman.
Which, granted, here in a couple weeks, once we're both vaccinated, we can, you know, it'll be
start that up again.
Easier to pick that up again, but
yeah,
at the same time, it's just like it's also a bummer, like not being able to just like run upstairs because there's still. It's worth noting that Villainous Grounds is still curbside only.
Yes.
So you know, but being able to like go upstairs and see what came out and check and see, like, oh, well, what's this? Okay, well, yeah, I'll grab an issue of this. Kind of do
which
the,
even post pandemic.
The
we might not be able to, because from the sounds of it, we're like, that may not be part of their business model going forward. Like, I don't think they're going to be getting a bunch of those extra issues and stuff anymore.
Which is totally fair, because they ended up sitting on a bunch of them, and that's why they're, but now all their backlog is on the internet, so check out, see what they got, because they more than likely might have something that you're looking for.
It's true. But yeah, so yeah, I am looking forward to being able to do that, though, going up every other week again, but I also had to pull back. And I don't like this decision just in general, because whenever they do something like this with those major titles, they do it because they know that people are buying, you know, those the big three, Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman. People are buying those 3 books. Yeah, they're the Trinity. People are buying those 3 books, so they increase the price of that, and that makes up for, you know, lack of sales elsewhere. What I don't like about that is now you have people that have to decide, like if I was still pulling other DC books... And, you know, originally, I was pulling 2 DC books, you know, one was $4.99 and one was $2.99, or, you know, $3.99 and $2.99. Now they're up to $6 for my Batman books. Like, well, I'm not going to stop pulling Batman.
Right.
So goodbye, other little book. So now I'm not, you know, supporting these smaller titles and stuff. I'm just going to go ahead and keep on buying Batman. And eventually it's going to be where that's all that they're selling is the big 3.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, I don't like that business model. It's silly. But, because it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be a 40-page book, 30 pages are going to be story, 22 is going to be the main book, and then 8 pages are going to be the backup strip. So it's going to be, like, you know, just extra issues that could be even completely unrelated to the book entirely.
That's pretty stupid. If
those backup strips were more consistently great, I would have a much less problem. But they're so hit and miss.
They really
sometimes
are.
Sometimes they're really good. Sometimes they're just like, this is, I don't care.
Yeah, sometimes I just skip them entirely. Like, I'll look at it like, I have no interest in this. I'm not even going to start reading it.
Same.
And it's, I mean, that's something they're charging, like, you know, when they first did this, they're charging me an extra dollar for it, and I don't care. So, honestly, like, it's getting to a point where I might just start waiting for trades of even Batman. Because, like, while I like collecting the actual issues, it's... I say that, it's not true. I'm not going to stop buying issues of Batman because then the collection would stop. And that's not okay. We can't do that.
We call that addiction.
Yeah.
Itchy.
Uh-huh. I need to organize my comics real bad again.
I have to go to Villainous Grounds. I have like $160 in backlog. I also haven't bought comic books in like 5 months. So
I need you. Okay, so are you still pulling Nightwing? Because apparently I need to hear from you what this new run with Tom Taylor, how good it is.
Okay, well that'll be
because
easy.
He's moved on now. He's no longer Rick Grayson. He's back to Dick Grayson. Spoilers. But Tom Taylor is. It's another one. I saw it came out and I forgot to ask for it, and I'm like kicking myself because
I really wish
Nightwing, Tom Taylor. Yes, give me.
I really wish that DC would make Nightwing important so I could actually like this character again.
This is the potential that this will be the most important
because it's Tom Taylor.
He's been.
And yeah, no, it's I know who. Yeah, like it's Tom Taylor. If anybody's gonna do it that isn't Chuck Dixon, it would be Tom Taylor. Because that's, like, the only other person that cares about that character enough. Well, Kyle Higgins did a really good job.
Tom Taylor just cares about everything that he writes, and he does...
It's almost like he doesn't want to put his name on something that isn't good. That's a novel concept, right? Like, I just want to be good at what I do.
It's wild. It's wild.
And he is so good at what he does. He made people care about that in, like, the, basically DC Zombies.
Because he did the deceased, didn't he?
Yeah, yep. It was deceased, and everybody was making fun of it and calling it crap, and then everybody read it and like, oh, it was so popular that he ended up doing like 2 extra spinoffs for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the original deceased. I haven't read any of the spinoffs. Deceased was incredible because Tom Taylor is very good at what he does.
So good.
Again, he doesn't want to put out something that's garbage.
He's in my top 5 easily, like of all time writers.
Yeah, same. Very much same. All right. So Marvel has announced a new LGBTQ cap. I don't know which one of those letters apply to him, but his name is Aaron Fisher, or their name. Again, I don't know much about like anything about this character because they just debuted a picture of what they look like. But he's going to be a street-level Cap, and he's going to debut in United States of Captain America. And this sounds really interesting. It's going to feature all of the major Captain Americas as they've gone around, and they're going to be going around to different places, and they're going to be finding, you know, like, local iterations of Captain America, like, street-level. And this is, like, the Captain America of the trains, I think, is what they called this guy. So, I don't know. It could be interesting. Some extra representation. The character design is neat.
Yeah, it always goes back to the thing of just, I wish they would introduce a new character that, like, isn't using the mantle of another one. I think we've talked about that before.
In general,
but,
like,
but
I would
like,
agree.
This sounds cool, though. And, like, this is one of those things that we've seen, like, I don't know. It's akin to the Green Lanterns to me a little bit. So it doesn't bother me that much. It would be cool just to give us a character that is just.
Well, they
like,
have.
I mean,
especially
Wiccan,
Marvel
like,
has
yeah,
a ton.
Like, we've gotten that.
So
and,
let me, because there's a really good Nerdist article that I just found, that kind of answers both of some of the things that you guys both brought up. Fisher will debut as Captain America in an all-new limited series titled The United States of Captain America. This 5-part series celebrates 80 years of Cap. It finds Steve Rogers teaming up with former Captain Americas when his shield goes missing. These ex-Caps include Bucky Barnes, Sam Wilson, and John Walker. The four will take a road trip across the states to locate Cap's shield. There, they meet people from all walks of life who use the name of Cap to defend their communities. And gay teenager Aaron Fisher will be the first next-gen Cap we meet. Fisher is described as a fearless teen who stepped up to protect fellow runaways and the unhoused. With the enormous problem of homelessness among young LGBTQ teens, this will no doubt strike a chord. And his issue is premiering in June, which is Pride Month. So that makes a little bit more sense of why it's not that Captain America, he's taking the mantle of Captain America. It's that all across the country, it turns out,
there are a bunch of them.
Yeah, a bunch of people just take up the mantle of Captain America to defend their communities. So I like that a lot more because my initial reaction to this was, this feels gross that Marvel is doing a gay Captain America strictly for Pride Month. So, but the fact that they're tying it in and they're actually giving a reason why he's taking the mantle, this sounds way, way cooler.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what I was about to get to with Dalton, because it's not that he is. It's not a new Captain America that's taking over the mantle from Steve
for just the month of June, which is what I originally thought it was until I saw that article.
Yeah, this is very much like this whole series will be a bunch of like street level Captain Americas that are taking up that mantle in, you know, their communities, because it is, you know, a symbol of hope and a symbol of justice and everything else. Yeah. And I think that's really cool. And also, Dalton, your cat is adorable, but like, keep its butt away from the microphone.
Yeah, I know. It keeps bumping it. I'm sorry.
It's very loud.
I'm right. Maisie, apologize.
But anyway, yeah, that's so I actually do really like that. I think this will be really, really cool, and I think it could be neat. I don't know if, you know, he's going to be any kind of like an ongoing character, if he's going to get anything. I guess it'll depend on how popular he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know, Gwen Stacy's Spider-Woman wasn't supposed to be anything. And look what happened to that.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
Oh, that comic book is so... you know what? I'm curious
how expensive it is. Don't do that. Don't do it.
Like... Yeah, it's... Because my original thought was like, oh, it's all the memes of just, like... July 1st hits and everybody just like tears down all the rainbows from their profile and things like that, because it's like, oh, the time we have to be inclusive and celebrate other types of people, it's done, it's over now, so back to your shame and your hiding. But for them to, it seems like they're taking this seriously.
Jesse is a lot better. I don't want to use a word that we thought we weren't ever going to use on Nerd Up.
For our audio friends,
yeah. So
I saw the moment Jesse saw the amount.
So guys, I know we've told this story on Nerd Up. I had a really clean copy of Spider-Verse number 2 or whatever it was.
Gwen Stacy's debut issue.
I had the first appearance of Gwen Stacy, and I got rid of it because I was moving. And
the first appearance of Spider-Gwen.
Yeah. Spider-Gwen, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spider-Gwen. And I had that in my collection. And then I got rid of everything, along with, like, Death of Damien, because I was like, I'm done with comic books. And so that was, like, a good, I don't know, 6 years ago. Jesse, hit me with that price so I can hate my life a little bit more today.
Oh, you're going to hate your life so much.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Let me know. This is an ungraded comic on eBay.
That's what mine was.
It's the first printed. It's ungraded.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not slabbed or anything like that. Not signed.
Just like mine was.
It has just over a day left with 34 bids and 99 watchers.
Yeah, yeah.
$465.
Yeah, that's a fucking Xbox Series X right there, because it's got one more day. So,
Oh, yeah. No, in the last 12 hours, that thing's going to go to the moon.
I make... poor fucking life choices again in my...
I'm going to make a reference strictly for the sake of Micah Knight, CCW wrestler Micah Knight. When you talk about all-time boneheaded plays, hit the button, Swiss.
Oh, man, because it's like, even a fifth printing has a few bids on it at $50.
I had a first printing.
Yeah, no, I had the opportunity at Indiana Comic Con that year to buy the first appearance at $75. And, like, I'm kicking myself for not doing that. I have never spent $75 on a single issue of a comic book.
Dalton, how much did you spend for yours?
Mine, so I was working at Hastings at the time, and I got it fresh off the box.
The rack?
No, I got it out of the box. Like,
oh, it didn't even hit the rack.
It didn't hit the rack yet. I only bought one because I wanted it. Because I was like, that looks cool. So I got it for that comic book. It was probably $3.99 after my employee discount. I don't know. $2.10? $2.10. Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing.
Almost $500
on
eBay right now.
Shut the fuck up.
Ungraded, like, that's the mind-blowing part. I couldn't find a slapped one. It's not true, I didn't look. I just saw the first one was ungraded,
like, I couldn't find. Well, I didn't look.
don't look, just don't. It's not worth it. I think we've milked this bit for ounce.
In fairness, the yours probably would not be zero with the F's in the chat, thank you. Yours probably, like, the graded ones are harder to tell, because, like, some of that grading stuff is weird.
I mean, if they got the CGC slab, then yeah, like that's gonna be the that's what it is. But yeah, and a lot of times like that will drive up the value, or it you know can sometimes lower the value, because if a guy says like it's near mint on eBay, and then you know there's a slab that's gonna sell for more than like a slab six. But anyway, yeah. I'm like I said, I'm bummed that I didn't buy it at $75 at this point, because it's a comic book
Jesse.
That I want.
Shut up, Jesse. You don't get to say you're bummed that you didn't buy it at $75. I bought it at $2.10.
No, I'm aware, buddy. And then you got rid of it. You let it go. You're the idiot.
I was frozen about it. Your homeboy was Elsa over here. I hate everything. I put it in the chat of the, if you're on Facebook, I hate everything.
On to video games. So the next Dragon Age is going to be a single-player RPG instead of a service game. Apparently, they Anthem learned from died. Their mistakes with Anthem. Yeah, because Anthem is dead now, which is a huge bummer. Because I was really, like, I was really rooting for them to get that game, like, you know, back going. Pull a, you know, a Fallout 76 or a... Oh, what is the space exploration one that everybody...
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky. Yeah, I was really pulling for it to pull, like, you know, go with one of those games. But it just... It didn't. And it's dead. And
it's
that's
such
a bummer.
It was so much fun. I loved it so much. And, yeah, it's a very, very unfortunate, because we both loved Anthem initially. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like, oh, but now there's nothing to do, and a lot of the stuff that they said was going to be in the game wasn't there, or it was very misrepresented when it came out.
The only thing that was left to do was that, you know, the loop
game
grind.
Raid. Yeah, and then just loop it over and over, and it just wasn't worth it. It's kind of like Avengers
also,
is now, where it's just like there's nothing to do.
Cyril, what is House of X number 2 going for? Because I actually have the connecting variant.
I've got the regular.
I mean, I'm never going to get rid of the connecting variant. I actually need to frame those, because I have, like, every single one of the connecting variants for, like, that entire run. Like, House and Powers 1 through 6, all the connecting ones.
I want to get Cameron Grimes rich off of selling comic books. if there was a Robin Hood app of selling comic books, I would be all in on that.
Well, let me give you a piece of advice. If you have a first
appearance... 50, that's not to the moon.
No, what I'm saying is if you have a first appearance of Spider-Gwen, it goes for $500 right now ungraded, because I hate my friends that want to tell me when I have shortcomings in life.
No, we have not seen the Snyder Cut. None of us have yet.
Not yet,
because it's 4 hours.
I prepared myself by watching the Ultimate Edition of Batman v Superman, and I hated a lot of that again. Like, it just reminded me of how much I disliked a lot of that movie. I want to give the Snyder Cut a fair shake, because now that I have a better understanding of what it's supposed to be, I'm way more interested in it. But that said, I still don't think Zack Snyder, given what we saw in Man of Steel and Batman v Superman, I don't think Zack Snyder... Let me rephrase that. I do not agree with what Zack Snyder sees in these characters and how he perceives who these characters are. So
that's fair. I've heard from at least my little brother and Shannon. I know Shannon loved the Snyder Cut.
Justin Smart, it's the gospel to him.
Well, and then apparently Ciro liked it quite a bit too. So
I've seen people be positive on
it.
It's just, those first, cause I didn't like Man of Steel. I thought that was a bad
version. I have not been able to finish that movie. I
love Man of Steel
every time I try to watch it.
I
love
that
damn movie.
I hated what they did with both of those characters in Batman v Superman, so I'm not holding on hope that I'm going to enjoy the Snyder Cut anymore. But I'm going to give it a fair shake. I'm absolutely going to give it a shake. But as far going back to Dragon Age, I'm very excited to see that, because the only Dragon Age game I played was Inquisition, and it was a lot of fun. And for the fact that they are going back to just like, nope, this is going to be a single player story driven game. Yes, good. That is a good call.
Hey, yeah, Jesse, Yes. If I still had my copy of the Spider-Verse number 2 and I sold it right now, I could buy 8 1/3 copy of this Dragon Age game when it comes out.
You sure could, buddy.
Yeah, I could. I could buy one for the whole group, and we wouldn't be able to play together because it's a single player. I could just be making it rain Dragon Age. Guys, I could have, but I screwed up 5 years ago.
Because honestly, part of a multiplayer Dragon Age is pretty appealing to me. Because, you know, I like multiplayer games, but I really do think that is a game that is best suited for being an RPG.
I think a multiplayer game set in the Dragon Age universe is interesting. A multiplayer Dragon Age game, like mainline Dragon Age game, miss me with that. I don't think that's a good fit at all for what those games are.
No, yeah, that's completely fair. Because especially like the way that party system and everything works, like it's just, yeah, I don't think it's suited very well for multiplayer. Like they would have to do something different. But I always liked, I meant to play more of Inquisition. I think I played like the first half hour of that game, really enjoyed it, and then got distracted and never went back. Mm-hmm. I played all the way through Dragon Age Origins and absolutely loved that game. So I need to give some other more Dragon Age a shot. But yeah,
you'll have a chance here in a couple years.
Right. Eventually. Also, just again, rest in peace, Alliance. Anthem. I looked at the next line. Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance gameplay trailer has been released, and we got a release date for June 22nd. Did you guys actually watch this video?
No, I missed it, but I meant to watch it, and then I got about halfway to my grandparents' house before they called me and were like, oh, never mind, we don't need you. It's like, dang it.
The combat for this game looks super cool. Like, I don't know how well it's going to be executed, obviously, like how well the gameplay is actually going to be, but the game looks gorgeous, and the action sequences, the actual, like, combat looks incredible. This looks super neat. I might actually get it. Maybe. Probably not.
Yeah, you're not getting it. I know you're not.
Because I'm watching it, it does look like it's like an action RPG, which is very much my speed.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be multiplayer because it's Dungeons & Dragons.
Why are they playing instruments?
There's a music video to go with it. So they're playing with the music.
There it is.
Okay. No, this looks awesome.
Yeah, right? Like, that combat looks super cool.
It really does, but I want to see, because it almost... It obviously is, that's not in-game, but it looks a lot closer to in-game footage than, like, a World of Warcraft trailer.
There were parts of that that were in-game.
It's not strictly cinematic.
There were parts of that that are in-game.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, some of that is cinematic.
I would want to see the HUD and, like, actual, like, how the game works, like you said.
Right.
But I'm very interested. Do we know when it's coming out?
June 22nd.
Ooh, happy birthday to me.
So yeah,
although I don't trust a single release date anymore, so
especially not in the middle of a pandemic.
COVID times means every release date is a suggestion,
a gentle suggestion at that.
Mm-hmm. PS4, PS5, Xbox One X, Series X, and Steam. So next gen, baby.
Yeah. All right, and this is probably the bit of video game news that I'm most excited about. We got a reveal trailer for TMNT Shredder's Revenge.
So, oh my god, I'm so happy. I cannot explain to you how... Oh my god.
This looks so cool. This is a 2D, 2.5D, I guess, side-scroll beat-em-up Turtles game in the style that we all grew up loving. Like, this is the 80s, early 90s style Turtles. It looks so pretty. It's being made by Tribute and Dotemu.
Dotemu.
Dotemu. Okay.
Yep.
I kind of wanted them to be Dotemu. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. And Tribute is actually comprised by a bunch of guys from Ubisoft that worked on Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which was a truly incredible beat 'em up game
that you can
buy.
Super
fun. Yeah, you can buy it on the Switch now. For a while, it was off the PlayStation Store and everything. And it was incredibly fun. So I have a lot of high hopes for this, and I'm ready to be disappointed.
No, because so the more I saw of this, the better my day got. Because I want you all to understand something. This got revealed the same day that I scheduled my first shot of the COVID vaccine, and this is the news I was most excited about that day. Because originally I saw the trailer, and it wasn't like, I didn't see a lot of the trailer. I just saw the animated opening bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's a board game. Because I was at work, I just was seeing like clips, and I just was like, okay. And I've seen other, because like that one super expensive board game that I kickstarted and still have never played. I thought they've been doing more like expansions for stuff like that and other games as well, and like offshoots, things like that. So I assumed it was another one of those. So then when I finally saw one of the people that I follow on Twitter from Video Game News, they tweeted about it, and I was like, hold up. So when I went on my lunch break, I pulled up the trailer and watched it. And let me tell you, the more I found out about this game, the happier I got. Because one, it looks like it's from the 80s cartoon. Like, it's beautiful. It's the same art style, same character designs. The game itself looks super pretty. It's like a very crisp, fancy Turtles in Time Hyperstone Heist. Not only is it from some of the people who did Scott Pilgrim, which is arguably one of the best side-scrolling beat-em-up games ever made, it's also from the same company that just did Streets of Rage 4, which is critically revered as one of the best... It's like the return of that genre, of the side-scrolling beat-em-up. Like, they nailed it there. So
still need to play that one.
It's a lot of fun. I started it and just kind of fell off because those games aren't as fun to play solo.
Now, you gotta have somebody on the couch next to you to play a game like that.
Also, it was on Game Pass, so I could just download it. Because Game Pass rules.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh man, this looks so cool. Someone pointed out that all of the four turtles have different running animations. We know Bebop and Rocksteady are in it. We got a Chrome Dome. We got to see Shredder. Oh my god, this is my jam. In case you can't tell, I like the Ninja Turtles, as I gesture wildly behind me at my giant collection of NECA Ninja Turtle figures. So, oh, I'm so happy. I think I talked to Shannon. I sent him a message and I was like, so full gameplay stream the day it comes out? And he was like, yes. So, as long as someone is willing to be Raphael and Michelangelo, because the other two turtles are taken.
Yeah,
you mean, Leonardo? Oh, no, he's Leonardo.
No, Shannon's Leonardo.
I fixed it, because I'm definitely honestly Michelangelo. Jesse?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm Raph. That's fine.
who's my side chucking mother on this group? It's you. Wait a minute, I don't know where you are, but I think you're right there. It's you. I hope so. Was it here? Is it that one? Jesse?
I don't know. It's a 30-second delay. We're not going to see it.
It's going to be a little while. But it is directly across from, instead of, you know, the what do you
up at an angle.
Yeah.
Horse time really does ruin me on that, because I have to point at 8 different people. Ooh, I think I did it wrong. It's fine.
Yep, you did. You did. It was the other way around.
I'm so excited for this game. Unlike Platinum Games, which has proven to be either very, very hit or very, very miss, because I was forever betrayed by Mutants in Manhattan, that is a wound on my soul that will never heal.
But the Transformer game is so good. I will never forgive
Platinum Games for that.
No, Ace is right. Platinum Games is very hit, very miss.
Yeah.
It's either incredible or garbage.
Mm-hmm. I just
and
recently
that Ninja Turtles game was garbage.
Yeah, I just recently restarted, or I started playing the Transformers game again, because I never really got into it a whole lot, and then I bought a Transformer figure, and I'm like, well, let me make this a bad choice. So I started playing the game to get me more acquainted with these characters, so I definitely would never buy their toys. And that game's really fun. I haven't bought another one since. I do want it to be known, Jesse, that I have not bought another one.
Yet.
Shut up.
Yet.
He's right below me. So
oh, shut up, Asa. I got it that time. I did it right.
Probably. All right. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. Last few things we got here. EA Play is being added, or has been added to Game Pass for PC, finally. This is something that's been in the works for a while. They actually did a beta on it a little while ago, where you could try to get the EA Play stuff. And this is just pretty awesome. If you've got Game Pass Ultimate, you get EA Play with it on PC, which just means you get all of EA's games.
It's... Which is... it's not all of EA's games. Like, it's a lot of their backlog, and like there's certain limitations to like when new stuff comes out. But
yeah, you get like the demo or something like that for
like first 10 hours or something.
Yeah, you get a time frame to play it. But it is it's good because there's a lot of talk about Xbox Game Pass, the disparity between console and PC. EA Play's been on console since like November or something like that. So it's very important to note that finally this is a nice step for the people who strictly have Game Pass, because it's, if you didn't know, it is not a one-to-one comparison. Everything that I can put download on my Series X here, I cannot just turn around and download on my PC.
Mm-hmm. And there's some that's the other way around. Like, there's some games that are on PC but aren't on Xbox.
But that tilt is way more in favor of the console version.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is a nice little make good. Also, I saw a thing that I meant to put and look into more, but apparently the branding of Xbox is changing, and it's going to no longer be known as Xbox Live, but everything's going to be known as the Xbox Network. Huh. Which I don't hate.
I don't hate that either. It's better, honestly.
It's because the Xbox ecosystem is now more about the being in the ecosystem of Game Pass wherever you can, because now there's people with the Xbox and Bethesda deal like finally going through and being official, and now they're saying like, okay, we're gonna honor those deals and like ongoing games, but more than likely the next Elder Scrolls game and Starfield, you're not gonna be able to play those on PlayStation.
Yep. And that's gonna that's huge for Xbox.
Huge, absolutely. So it's worth, you know, so they said it's about making the best deal for Xbox where Xbox Game Pass is. So in the bizarro land world that would never happen of there's an Xbox or Game Pass app on the PlayStation, then you could. You just have to have that subscription going. But there's no way that would ever happen. But that's the wording that they use. Because there's been rumors for months now, probably more than a year at this point, that of Xbox Game Pass going on the Switch.
Zero, no.
Which I also don't think is very...
because I've heard that. Yeah, like the cloud app they're talking about putting on Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Which easily could happen. It runs on CPU infrastructure that phones do. Like that Android phones do. So, yeah, it could do it. But... yeah, that would be ridiculous. Playing Xbox games on your Nintendo, like streaming Xbox games to your Nintendo Switch,
I'd be fine with that.
Let me log into the Master Chief Collection real quick.
Yeah,
exactly. I got a brand new Switch. I'm down. Let's do it.
Go at it. Yeah, Xbox is making some big moves. That Bethesda move is huge. That's the other thing that's been added to Game Pass now. Which, you know, we do sound like we've been injected with that 5G chip over here talking about this Xbox Game Pass.
I've been singing the praises of Xbox Game Pass for months.
So have I.
This ain't news.
First time listeners. But no, because we've been talking about how good of a deal Xbox Game Pass is like since its inception. Yeah. It's ridiculous, like, how good of a deal Game Pass is.
I think I got it right whenever they shut everything down. Because you guys talked about it, but Dalton being Dalton, I didn't do it until quarantine happened, and I was like, well, I'll try this Game Pass thing, and it was the greatest thing ever.
It's so good.
It's so cool.
It's the best iteration of the service to date.
I downloaded a different game every day for, like, two straight weeks. Didn't beat any of them. But I was just playing them. Forza Horizon 2, let's go. That's what I want to do.
All right. Marvel's Avengers has a new content roadmap. Importantly, Spider-Man wasn't on it.
Yeah.
They are apparently working on him. Like, they're actively working on Spider-Man, but they do not expect him to be out this year. Black Panther is the next big release they've got.
That's the biggest one, because I liked the Avengers game. I liked the single player, but just like the drip feed of stuff. And again, I get it. The pandemic derails everything, but man, it does suck that the character that was supposed to come out in November just hit last week. Like, we've gotten two new characters and they're both Hawkeye. Don't get me wrong, I love Hawkeye more than most people do. But for an Avengers game, that's weird. So the big drop was we got the Clint Barton Hawkeye and the Future Imperfect story. That finally hit. The next gen update hit, so now you actually can play the PS5 and the Xbox Series X version of the game, as opposed to just the backwards compatible version. And you get to use the backwards ass stupid save progression of Sony. Of, okay, you have to have both the PS4 and the PS5 versions downloaded simultaneously. The PS4 has to be the most up-to-date version of that one. Then you can import your save to the PS5 version, and only then is it safe, if it works. If it works, then you can delete the PS4 version of the game. That's stupid.
So it sounds like I'm just going to replay the game if I buy it.
It's, I mean, you could.
I'm waiting for the game to go to $10 so that I can play through the single player.
I'll probably wait for $20. I'm probably going to wait for... It's a Square Enix game, so it's going to be soon. Those games... All of Square Enix's games, minus Final Fantasy X, the ports to the Switch, all of those games depreciate in value so quick. Kingdom Hearts 3 went to $20 in, 8 months.
Which is interesting, because Square always used to be, that was the example of... You know, when anybody talked about collector's items and stuff like that, whenever the video games collector's market was getting crazy, Final Fantasy VII was always that, oh man. And really, all the retro Square Enix games, all those old Final Fantasy games, are still holding their value pretty well. Like Final Fantasy III on the Super Nintendo.
Oh yeah, but now that everything's on disc and they can make a million of them in 4 seconds.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII's value dipped significantly when you were able to download it from the store.
It's super important to note that Kingdom Hearts 3 was the top-selling video game of 2019 for a long time. And that's why that game's $20, because they just kept printing that disc. They were like, want another one? Want another one? Want another one with a different thing on it? Here's our DLC version of it. Let's go.
We're not going to do the Nintendo. We have a license to print money, and we're going to do it.
Yeah, and good for Square. I wish they would have made a better Avengers game.
Also, Dalton, I don't know if you know how the Facebook chat works. I commented on that as myself. That was...
No, it's confusing. It's
stupid. I was trying to say as myself that we were all half-agated, but it didn't work. And it said it as Podzilla 1985. I was like, you know, it'd be funny if I just did it again and put _ Jesse that you said it, because it just popped me at that point. But I realized that you could undo all my work.
It's none fine. Of that sounds, none of that, all of that is confusing. All right, guys, that's going to do it, I believe, for this show.
One other thing that I want to touch on, because it is important to me, and I'm understanding but upset, Gotham Knights officially got delayed to next year.
That
was my most anticipated game of this year, and I knew it probably wasn't going to happen, because I'm not even counting God of War Ragnarok, because ain't no way that's hitting in 2021.
No, that's 2023, if anything.
So I still got, you know, Ratchet and Clank and Horizon Zero Dawn, potentially, but that's a bummer, because I was very, very excited for that game. And, again, I understand. I ain't mad about it. It's just like, man, I want to be Nightwing and use a bow staff.
Anyway.
Yeah, I get it.
I was
bummed
out.
Video game delays in general, as we mentioned earlier... This is why we need to be in person.
I'm so sorry.
This would happen to him in person anyway.
I'm so sorry.
All right. So anyway, this is what we were talking about earlier. Like, every video game release date, this was not a surprise to me at all. Like, until the end of this pandemic, every single video game release date is a modest suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give or take more than a year at this point. Because, you know... We've been doing this for a year, and it has significantly slowed down production on basically everything.
Yeah.
All right, Dalton, what's the point you wanted to make?
I was bummed out that it said 2022 until I realized we were in 2021.
You're still stuck in 2020.
I'm still stuck in 2020. I honestly think 2019 sometimes. I think I try to go back to a simpler time. Because I saw it, and I was like, damn, I'm going to be waiting forever for Arkham Knights. And I was like, we're a quarter of the way through 2021. We're doing great. Let's keep this train rolling.
I mean, we could slow the train a little.
I want these vaccines to start hitting a little harder, guys.
That's fair. Full speed ahead until this is done.
This train's still rolling. It's a little slow. It can pick up a little steam. It can pick a little steam.
All right. Anywho, that's going to do it for us, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to everybody that showed up on Facebook and was chatting with us. If you guys are wanting to do that out there in listener land, you can do so. We start recording around 5:30 every other Monday. So, you know, next Monday we'll be back. Not next Monday. Next Monday will be the D&D show PZ85 plays. And the Monday after that, we'll be back with Nerd Up. All right. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Catch you next time.